Governor Doug Ducey says the state's utility regulators may be overstepping their bounds when it comes to some of the policies they've been discussing and enacting. The governor says there's been a bit of, quote, mission creep on the part of the Arizona Corporation Commission, and that his office and the legislature should maybe be more involved in some areas of energy regulation. With us now to talk more about this is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Hey, Howie.
I know you're shocked that the governor wants more power.
Well, what specifically does he want to be doing or maybe have more say over that the Corporation Commission is currently doing?
Well, he believes the role of the Corporation Commission is very simple. It's just to set rates and decide who pays how much and what the rate of return should be. This came up yesterday in terms of discussion of whether the commission has a role in determining when utilities can turn off power or shouldn't turn off power. But in my follow-up questions to him, he also said, well, maybe the commission shouldn't be deciding how much renewable energy that utilities have to generate. And this should be something left to lawmakers who may be a little more politically beholden to the utilities than the commissioners themselves. And that's what makes this whole thing fascinating.
Well, and there has been such controversy recently over the influence of utilities, and by utilities we mostly mean APS, over the election and re-election of members of the Corporation Commission, in addition to, you know, people running for legislature and other offices.
Well, certainly, and that was the case, but we also recognize that the two commissioners who were elected several years ago with the secret money that the APS really had put forward are gone. You know, Tom Farese was turned out of office and Doug Little went off to work in the Trump administration. I think that there's been a little bit more independence on the part of the commissioners, and particularly with some of what's been going on, not just in terms of the issue of, you know, somebody being supposedly killed by APS for turning off the power, but also questions of the renewable energy standard, also questions of whether the utility wasn't exactly straightforward in terms of how this new rate hike was going to take place. And that's kind of what made it interesting in terms of the replacement of Andy Tobin, who was starting to question APS on some of its policies, with Leah Marquez Peterson, who's much more of a Chamber of Commerce type on this.
Yeah, do you get the sense that that might have been part of the conversation when the governor was thinking about who to appoint?
Well, let's put it this way. If the governor is interviewing somebody for a judgeship, you know the conversation is going to come up of what do you see as the role of a judge and what do you see as the role of the courts. So while the bug in that I had in his office is sort of failing, because I can't tell you exactly what went on, I would be willing to bet lunch, dinner, and a nice nightcap that at some point there was a discussion between Leah Marquez Peterson and Doug Ducey about what the role of the commission is and what he thinks the role of the commission is. Now, remember, this issue of mission creep, this wasn't something that I had trapped him into saying. He volunteered that information when I talked to him yesterday. Well, okay, he's clearly thinking about it. And the problem becomes, as Bob Burns, who's the chairman of the commission, suggests, the governor perhaps hasn't read his constitution, because we have a constitutionally created corporation commission, our public utilities commission, and they have very specific powers above and beyond the governor and the legislature and the courts.
All right, we'll have to get out our pocket constitutions to really go through this, I guess, maybe with a fine-tooth comb. That is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, as always, thank you.
You're welcome.